Guelph Today received the following letter from Judy Brisson regarding the ongoing discussion about Guelph needing a second hospital. Dear Editor, although I agree that wait time to be admitted to a bed at GGH should be shorter, is the answer really a second hospital? I note that Kitchener-Waterloo, with a population about double that of Guelph's, has two hospitals. Cambridge, with a population similar to Guelph, has one hospital. Here are some other considerations. In 1980, the average number of hospital beds in Canada stood at 6.75 per 1,000 inhabitants. By 2020, this rate had decreased to 2.5, a rate lower than almost all other developed countries. Has the provincial government failed to maintain hospital bed numbers as the population increased? We have a doctor and nurse shortage in Ontario, made worse by a failure to increase medical school enrollment and recent unconstitutional limitations on healthcare workers' wages. Have provincial government policies failed to maintain enough healthcare workers to staff our current beds and staff new ones? Currently, about 15% of acute care beds are occupied by long-term care patients waiting for placement. Has our provincial government failed to fund LTC expansion despite projections for decades showing the need? Would it make more sense to expand St. Joseph's LTC beds and expand GGH's acute care beds instead of building a second hospital? Finally, hospital expansion is a provincial responsibility, not a local responsibility. To call on local council to build a new hospital instead of libraries and recreational centers shows a profound misunderstanding of local and provincial powers. Judy Brisson, Guelph.